Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button if you want to see us grow. And follow me on another platform because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
The difference is between men and women is like when men like make it, they think of how am I going to support a family?
Yeah.
When women make it, they think I don't need a man.
They're laughing, but I don't see what's so funny about society crumbling and being in shambles the way it is now. I mean, that says a lot that makes them laugh. A lot of times women don't take things serious unless it directly affects them, unless they realize that it directly affects them in some way. And even then, they don't take things serious a lot of the times. But if it's just talking about the world at large or society or the greater good, it's a joke to them. I mean, as you can see here and other places, when she's 50, wrinkled up and miserable with nothing but regrets and bitterness, she won't be chuckling so hard. No, it's not.
No, but I think he's right. I know, that's why I think like, it's funny.
No, I think he's right, though.
Women look at their parents' marriages and see their mom doing most of the housework and the childcare and running the home. And women think, I don't want that. Men look at their parents' marriages and see their mom doing most of the house chores and the work and the childcare and see their dad sitting down with the newspaper or having a meal and mowing the grass and taking the bins out. And they think, I want that.
Like I always say, women want all the benefits of a particular thing with none of the downsides. Men know that's absolutely absurd. Women have never really wanted the responsibilities of marriage. But it was a trade-off that they did to get the protection and provision. Men are idealistic like that. Women just see it as a means to an end. And be very clear, women have never really cared about men since the caveman days. You're a tool to use. She needs protection, she needs provision, so she'll do what you need her to do with the attitude to get that. But now we live in a time where women can have the kid without the responsibilities of being a wife. She can get the D without the responsibilities of being a wife. She can get money without the responsibilities of being a wife. So really how things are set up now, this is a woman's dream. But what she don't realize, there's a downside to this though. And by the time they figure out nothing in life works like that, it's too late and her life is already effed up. But fellas, don't get hurt. Don't hate them. Just sit back and watch their decline. Because that motherfucking wall is coming. The mental wall, the physical wall, and that financial wall. It's too many women out here making 45K that think they balling. Or let's just say 60K, 45 after taxes. That think they just doing their own thing. That's not enough to retire off of. That's not enough to be able to put enough in investments for you to be straight when you get 65. You'll see when it's too late.
And the waiter walks over to him with a glass of water and says, a glass of water from the lady in the corner. And then he looked at me and I went, pew, pew.
That is cringy. If anything, he was like, is she slow? I mean, that didn't make him say, ooh, let me go talk to her. If anything, he thought somebody should get her handler. Like, that is so cringe. But the crazy part is she might have pulled him. It takes no effort. Not only does it not take any effort to pull a man as a woman, you can do goofy turnoff type stuff and still pull him. That's not a testament to how much game you have. It's a testament to how pathetic most men are, how they don't have any standards.
And I did two guns and a wink. Tell you what, bag me one real quick.
Yeah, but you're objectively hot.
Well, you know.
You don't even have to have a good personality. You do.
You could have sent him a cup of human shit.
Facts. I mean, she really felt like she did something. She really felt like the wink and the gun pulled him. The wink and the double gun.
You would have been like, I'm in.
Then just been like this and just like held up like a.
I don't care how many times I get my heart broken. I'm not turning into no hoe. I'm somebody's wife. Please come get me.
No, that's where you're wrong. You're not a bar hoe, maybe, but you are a hoe. You're a relationship hoe. You probably 30 plus, you've probably been in 10 relationships. I mean, that's basically still a hoe. You just took a different route. You can't keep a man, and you've had multiple sexual partners. It's not a bar hoe or a party thot, but essentially, you still a hoe. You're trying to project that you're this wholesome church girl. Look, if you were a wholesome church girl that looks like this, a good man would have snatched you up. You don't like good men. You're a hoe for the bad boys. You not going to the streets. You been in the streets. 6 months relationship here, year here, 6 months there, 3 months there. You still a hoe? Look, if you had sex with more than three guys and you never been married, I'm saying it. That's my standard. You a hoe.